KQED.
As defenders and supporters of the federal health law prepare for their big day before the U.S. Supreme Court, uninsured Californians, and there are 7 million of them, have a particular stake in the proceedings. The California Report's health reporter Sarah Varney traveled to Madera County, a largely conservative and agricultural region where one out of every three people lacks coverage. And while many there say they want the Supreme Court to throw the federal health law out, some are struggling to reconcile their political views with the basic need for health insurance.
To reach Oakhurst, California, drive away from the green fields of the Central Valley, past miles of pistachio trees showing their spring buds, and up toward the snow-topped peaks of the Sierra Nevada. Here, just a few miles from the entrance to Yosemite National Park, is the Sweetwater Steakhouse, a local watering hole where no one is shy about their opinions of President Obama's signature initiative.
Obamacare is absolutely horrible, 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 and it should be struck down.
By 5 o'clock on most weekday evenings, the bar is hopping. Locals like Joe Stern stop by to josh and jest. Stern sips on a glass of Pinot Noir. He's 66 years old, a registered Republican, and owns a small water conditioning company. Stern is covered by Medicare, and he says he's thankful for the program. Before he turned 65, Stern paid mightily for his health insurance.
I, a single person, was paying $670 a month. So I thought it was pretty brutal, but I was still against Obamacare by far.
Why is that?
Oh, because I saw how they did it in the middle of the night. It was just totally, it's not how you do a radical change like that. You do it slowly.
If at all. Like many conservative voters I interviewed in Madera County, Stern despises the individual mandate included in the law, the requirement that all Americans have health coverage. There is a lot of suspicion here about whether the health insurance system is really all that broken. Stern thinks many people choose to be uninsured, and in a sentiment I heard from nearly everyone I interviewed, Stern says no one is denied medical care.
I don't know of anyone that's just was left on the street to bleed to death. I don't know anyone that really is left out.
I asked Stern if he knew anyone at the bar who's uninsured. He turns cheerfully to his friend Mary Westover, sitting next to him. Westover is coy about her age. She's maybe 50-ish. She's a registered Republican and self-employed artist and businesswoman. She's been uninsured for 17 years.
When I was married, I had insurance through my husband. But since we got divorced, you know, I was self-employed. I just couldn't afford it. You know, I couldn't afford the premiums. I was flying by the seat of my pants every inch of the way.
It's been nearly two decades since Westover has had a pap smear or a mammogram. She says she just tries to take care of herself. She's opposed to the individual mandate, but says she wasn't aware that the federal government would give subsidies to people like her to buy a policy.
If it were subsidized or if it was made, you know, manageable, I would want that. And I don't know how people who can't afford it can sit there and say that we shouldn't have that. Because there's a lot more of us than them.
The ranks of the uninsured in Oakhurst, like everywhere else in California, are indeed growing. Employers continue to shed health insurance benefits or pass on rising health care costs to their employees. Doug McCauley, a Republican, has sold insurance to the residents of Oakhurst for nearly three decades, and in that role has heard just about everyone's opinion of the federal health law.
I think there's just a certain lack of knowledge of how healthcare works.
McCauley says people get mad at the insurance companies, but they don't see Obamacare, as they derisively call it, as the answer.
I get this all the time where there's not really a connection between, okay, here's what the government's trying to do for you. You're complaining over here that you don't have health insurance and you can't buy it. And over here, they're trying to provide you with it. But, you know, that's the worst thing ever. And so there seems to be a disconnect in the thinking there because it gets in the way of what I want to think about my government.
Down the road from Doug McCauley's office, meanwhile, Paul Ruffino is preparing to welcome guests to Chateau du Sureau, a five-star luxury inn that looks over the mountains of Yosemite. Inside, there's a fire burning in the grand salon and painted frescoes on the ceiling. Ruffino, the inn's manager, is 55 years old. He's a libertarian. He finds the Republican Party too liberal.
I'm uninsured. First time in my life, this is probably when I need it the most.
Ruffino says the policies he's looked at are expensive and won't cover his pre-existing conditions. Still, he says it was his decision to leave a previous job in Southern California that came with insurance and move to Oakhurst.
Do I make the government responsible for my choices? I mean, I made the choice. I knew beforehand. I knew what was going on.
Ruffino seems torn between his unsparing self-reliance and a sense that the insurance industry is unfair.
Would I like it to be better? There's a greedy part of me that says that it would.
He thinks the insurance company should not be allowed to pick out only the healthy and leave guys like him behind.
And that's where I have to then ask, does there come a time when government has to get involved and at what levels? But when you are distrustful of a system in whole, it makes it difficult to I mean, I go back and forth. I ping pong on this issue all the time.
These conflicts, both personal and political, will be amplified next week when the Supreme Court considers just what role the government should play in remaking the country's health insurance system. For the California Report, I'm Sarah Varney.